On Sunday, U.S. President Joe Biden said he has secured deals for semiconductors and minerals. He talked also about China, saying China is trying to change some of the rules of the game.
I don't want to contain China. I just want to make sure we have a relationship with China that is on the up and up, squared away. Everybody knows what it's all about. And one of the ways you do that is you make sure that we are talking about the same things.
Executives from Google, Intel, Amkor, Marvell, GlobalFoundries, and Boeing expected to meet on Monday with Vietnamese tech executives and Secretary of State Antony Blinken. Semiconductors, the centerpiece of an action plan adopted during Biden's visit. More support to train skilled workers, also part of the deal, as Vietnam faces a major shortage of engineers in the chip sector. The death toll from Morocco's earthquake has climbed above 2,100. The latest now from Associated Press reporter Julie Walker.
The worst destruction in rural mountainous communities where water and power were cut off. Burials underway in this small village where this woman lost loved ones. Meanwhile in Marrakesh, Jalila Garina donating at a blood drive.
There's people who are dying. At this moment we speak and they are needing help. Any help?
I'm Julie Walker.
A march to commemorate the coup in Chile 50 years ago turned into a clash with police. The coup ended the presidency of an elected Marxist and in turn helped usher in an authoritarian right-wing dictatorship with the help of the United States. The ensuing 17-year rule of General Augusto Pinochet saw many political prisoners. This is VOA News. NATO member Romania finds new suspected Russian drone fragments on its territory. VOA's Joe Ramsey has more.
Romania's President Klaus Iohannis on Saturday indicated an unacceptable breach of Romania's airspace had occurred as new fragments of a drone similar to those used by the Russian military were found on Romanian soil. Iohannis said he had informed North Atlantic Treaty Organization Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg about the pieces of drone, the second to crash in Romanian territory this week, and Stoltenberg reiterated the alliance's complete solidarity with Romania. There are concerns a Russian attack on an alliance member could drag NATO into the conflict in Ukraine as it considers an attack on one an attack on all, including the United States. Joe Ramsey, VOA News, Washington.
Afghanistan is now the world's fastest-growing maker of methamphetamine, according to a report published Sunday from the United Nations Office for Drugs and Crime. With this story, here's VOA's Tommy McNeil.
Afghanistan is a major opium producer and heroin source, even though the Taliban announced a crackdown on poppy crops after their takeover in 2021. The report says meth seizures in Afghanistan have shot up, suggesting increased production. A spokesperson for Afghanistan's Interior Ministry said that there's a four-year plan to end all narcotic activity, including meth. But that could be difficult, as meth in Afghanistan is mostly made from legally available substances or extracted from a plant which grows in the wild. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Oggi a Markowa in Polonia sono stati beatificati i martiri Giuseppe.
Pope Francis announcing the beatification of a Polish family executed by Nazis in 1944 for harboring Jews trying to escape persecution. He's saying today in Poland, the martyrs Joseph and Victoria Ulmer and their seven children have been beatified. An entire family wiped out by the Nazis on March 24, 1944, for having given refuge to several Jews who were being persecuted. He went on to say the hatred and violence that characterized that time were opposed by evangelical love. May this Polish family that represented a ray of light in the darkness of the Second World War be for us a model to imitate in the push towards good and the service of those in need. The words of the Pope. I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.
VOA 1.